Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, Recruiting Animal here on June 27th, 2012. Now, I want to continue talking about what I was talking about last week and what I talk about all the time. That's disrespect for authority. I'm not saying that you have to disrespect authority as a reflex. That would be stupid. All I'm saying is that you shouldn't have too much automatic, reflexive respect for someone who's older than you or has a big title or makes a lot of money. And I want to give you an example. I want to give you an example from my recent experience with doctors. You know, people are always making big statements, but they don't give any examples. I have examples. I've had a lot of experience lately with doctors, and I met a few really nice guys. But mostly, while I was dealing with these people, I was thinking, gee whiz, if I was recruiting these doctors, I would think I was doing a great job when really they're so awful. The recruiter who places them ought to be arrested for committing a crime. And I'm going to give you one example today and save the rest for another time. Someone I know, I'm going to call her my client, has an anxiety disorder, panic attacks. And it's hard to get to see a specialist in Toronto. You know, we got a fantastic medical system that Michael Moore praises, along with that in Cuba, but it's hard to see a specialist in Toronto. So this client of mine was waiting to see this psychiatrist for a few months. I'll call her Dr. Dopey, and she's at CAMH, C-A-M-H, which is a well-known mental hospital here in Toronto. They advertise a lot. They get local celebrities to tell you how much CAMH helped their families. But I'm not a celebrity, and neither is my client. So when we went to see Dr. Dopey, the first thing she did is show us who's boss. She wanted to show us that she's tough. My client told the doctor that she was having a bad reaction to benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines. Those are anxiety medications. So the doctor shouted, benzodiazepines, they're awful. I never recommend them. And then she said, I see that you've been in emergency here a few times. You've been in emergency, and I'm sure my colleagues told you the same thing, and you went on taking them anyway. I said, that isn't true. I myself spoke to Dr. Nicola. I myself spoke to Dr. Abdul, and they both said that the amount of medication my client was taking was insignificant, and they both said that her problems are psychological, not drug-related. Well, you know, she didn't like to hear that, so she said, well, who put you on it anyway? That's what she asked my client. So my client said, Dr. Sugar. Jerry Sugar works in the same hospital, so Dr. Dopey was cornered. She didn't like that. She said, well, this is no way to talk about my colleagues. You're not going to turn me against my colleagues. I said, you brought your colleagues into the conversation. We didn't. And that was it. She asked me to leave the room. Yeah, so she could push around one person on her own. How much respect can you have for an expert who makes all kinds of accusations and can't admit that she made a mistake when they turn out to be wrong? God forbid. You have no one else to turn to. And now, on with the Recruiting Animal Show! Kyle! What's your last name? Kyle Langan, are you here?
Yes, I am.
You're not on a landline, are you, Kyle?
I'm not.
Yeah, you know, do you own a landline? Tell me you do.
I wish I did, but I don't.
You didn't want to tell me before the show that you didn't have one. You didn't want to warn me, did you? Are you in a good place where you should be getting good reception? Or are we going to lose you? Because I got to tell you, I can hear you, but not that well.
You're not going to lose me, I promise.
Okay, yeah, good, good. Listen, I got to tell you, Kyle, I'm pretty wrapped up with my own problems today. I'm having a lot of problems on Twitter. Somebody stole my name. And they don't want to help me. So, you know what? It's just your bad luck to show up in the middle of that. So, you're like my number two issue. And then, you know, you really have to hold your own here. I'm not going to guide you. I've got lots of other things on my mind. And if anybody wants to help me with that, send a tweet to Eddie, at E-D-D-I-E. His name is easy to spell. That's the one I'm going to give out. He's a team leader for user support. Probably won't do anything. But just say, Eddie, give Recruiting Animal his stolen Twitter name back. Okay? Anyway, you know what? We got to sing today. Are you ready? Kyle, I'm talking to you.
Sing? I didn't sign up for that.
You never listen to a show? We sing on almost every show, okay? And you're supposedly, you want to be an actor, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have
not
the guts
singer.
To sing?
Not a singer.
You want to be a comedian too, don't you?
Sure.
No, sure, yes or no? You told me you're a comedian. Come on.
Yeah, not stand-up.
Come on.
I mean, I'll do it if it's scripted.
Oh, okay, you're not a stand-up comedian. You're just supposedly funny. I read your blog. You're not that funny, okay? But you're going to sing today.
Oh.
Pick a song. Pick a song. Pick a
pick
song.
A so- happy birthday.
No. If you can't sing any song, we've got a fallback. Do you know Buffalo Soldiers by Bob Marley?
A little bit. I don't know.
You just
yeah.
sing oi, oi, oi. You sing oi, oi, oi again and again and again. That's the chorus, okay? You're going to be with
okay.
me? Anybody else going to help this loser sing? This guy who wants to break into showbiz and doesn't have the guts to sing on a radio show? Anybody else going to be with us? Hello? Maureen, come on. You're usually in.
I'm here. I don't know the song, but I'll
it goes,
I'll sing along right behind
you. We've sung this before,
haven't we?
Yeah, well, that's for the morons who don't bring a song or refuse to sing anything else.
Oh,
I have
fallback.
To get something
okay.
stupid for them,
got
okay?
It. Yes, I understand.
Okay, you ready, Kyle?
I'm ready.
Did you hear the song?
Yeah.
You think you can handle it?
I'll try.
Well, you'll try. You're supposed to say yes. I mean, you're really looking bad already. I'm 2 minutes in. Okay,
okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to kill it.
Yeah, good. One, kill it. Yeah. One, two, three. Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi,
oi.
Oi,
oi, oi. Come on, Kyle. You alone.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi,
oi.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi. Thank you, Maureen. You weren't required. This guy, he's pathetic. Come on. You bet the bad start, man. Okay, does anybody want to be Jerry on the show today? Whenever anyone says anything, you say, that's dumb. And then you interrupt me whenever you can. He's not here. Does anybody want to take his role? That's dumb.
I'll do it.
Nobody
I'll
can fill.
Who's
oh,
that?
Somebody's
going to
fill
that,
Jerry's
Dave?
Shoes.
Is that Dave Master?
I'll make the attempt.
Okay, or who is that?
That's Jeremy in Columbus.
Jeremy, no, I don't think you can do that. Jeremy is my expert. He's the career
oh.
coach expert, okay? Somebody else has to be the dummy. Okay. If someone wants to be Jerry, just say, okay? Anyway, Kyle, you introduce yourself. I'll probably have to interrupt you, but go ahead.
That's okay. Before I even start, has anyone ever told you that you sound like Mike McGrath on You Bet Your Garden on WHYY?
See, you know the popular culture. In fact, you know, on his blog, he said, I was lucky to be raised in a cultured family. And to tell you, I was searching his blogs. He's got three of them. I was searching them for any sign of culture. All he knows is TV culture. But no, I've
yeah.
never seen that. Mike McGrath?
Listen to it. You guys sound exactly alike.
There you go. Okay.
But
anyway, you want to tell us about yourself? Introduce yourself.
Yes. I'm a 24-year-old job seeker. I'm from New Jersey originally, but I moved out to L.A. last November, where I'm just kind of trying to pursue a career in the entertainment world.
Yeah.
I graduated from DeSales University in 2010. Small school, private school in Pennsylvania. I have a degree in communication. I did a lot of journalism, some radio hosting there, PR, public speaking kind of stuff. And from then on, I've just been kind of doing some freelance writing for.
Well, I got to tell you, you were just singing with Maureen Sheriff, the most famous phone sorcerer in the world, okay? And right after you, Shally, you can stay on. Shally is going to come on. He's the most famous online sorcerer in the world. I mean, you just jumped into something big here. I want you to realize that, okay? Now, what kind of job do you want?
I mean, ideally, I'd love a job in journalism where I can, you know, editorial is kind of the field that I've been.
You know what? I didn't get that from your blog. You say, my dream since age 8 was to break into the industry. I have made 2 low-budget films, one of which was under 10 minutes long. I'd rather spend my life pursuing something I love than spend it bored, settled, and devoid of all passion and love.
Mm.
That's what you said
Thank
on your
you.
Blog. So
I do.
Well, I was under the impression that you wanted to be an actor. Is that wrong?
No, it's completely true. But, you know, I went to school for, you know, I didn't want to go to school for acting because, you know, I feel like it'd be a wasted degree. You know, no offense to any actors out there, but I wanted to get something, a degree in something that I was good at and I could fall back on if this acting thing didn't turn
out. And you think you're a good writer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did Jeremy, my expert,
yes.
Have you heard
I'm
anything
here.
That you want to comment us on so far?
Well, I mean, looking at what he, you know, his
Can you talk into the phone, please?
I'm here.
Good.
That's
better.
You provided his LinkedIn, a link to his LinkedIn profile on Twitter, and I'm looking at what he says that he's done, but I'm not noticing any links back to anything that he's written.
Yeah, he has no. But let's get to his LinkedIn. I just wanted to see. That's a, you know, I was sort of looking for an elevator speech. You know what that is, Kyle?
No.
That's when you give a 30-second summary of who you are. So if you meet somebody like Alec Baldwin at a party, you can tell him. You can tell him who you are in just a few seconds. Like, you know, I'm 24 years old. I want to be an actor. I've been in a couple of movies, but I'm also interested in journalism. That's not what you said here, but that's an example. You could say, you know what, I'm a fresh grad, or I graduated last year from communications course at university. I want to be a journalist. Right now I'm working as a ghostwriter. Something like that. My goal is to be a journalist and then tell in what context. Do you want to be a journalist on the Huffington Post for free or for the New York Times or what? Give us some idea of what you're looking at in just a few seconds. And don't make it sucky. Don't say, I want to help people put their words out in public or I want to help people who have to. Don't help people, okay? You're doing it for money. Just say what you want, nice and short, so people get the idea. Okay?
Right.
Now, before
okay.
we go on, Jeremy, and this is something I love here. This guy worked as a hired guest. Am I right about that? People paid you to be a guest at parties because you're so witty and a good conversationalist. Is that right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, the company is called Guest of a Guest. It's a nightlife and kind of entertainment website.
Yep.
So I went there. I attended parties just to kind of schmooze a little bit and
isn't that
and,
what I just said? Don't contradict me
listen,
when I say the
listen,
right thing, okay?
No, listen.
Okay.
Listen. And it was covering the event, so I did a lot of it was event coverage as well. So
okay.
you know, reporting
now, you
on
say
it.
You're from the Hamptons. I thought that was on Long Island. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're correct. I spent the past 2 summers out there.
Okay, so you're not really from the Hamptons, even though it kind of, you're trying to tell us you are in these blogs. You're from New Jersey, right?
I'm from New Jersey.
Now, who's doing that noise? Who's
that's my son
that noise?
In the background. That's my son. I can't keep that from
okay,
happening.
Okay, okay. No, it's okay if it's your son. I need you here, okay? Anyway, so I just want to get the points. You attended this party, and you met Alec Baldwin there. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you gave him your 2 business cards. And first of all, you let him know that you knew he was in a movie with Woody Allen, and he was shocked to know that you were so hep. Is that right?
It's true. Yeah, the movie actually just came out last week, but this was it was a year ago, so
yeah.
I hadn't given any film to
it. I heard in the scandal with John Travolta that you have to sleep with a lot of these guys to get good acting roles. You don't just give a business card.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't willing to go that far.
Okay. Anybody ever heard that message that he left for his daughter? It became public.
I heard it.
Wow, I've never heard anything like that. Have you heard it, Kyle?
No.
Because you admire the guy. You ought to go listen to that. It's unbelievable. Okay?
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, okay. So, just one more thing about your picture. Everybody can see it. That you're no leading man. That's not your goal. Is that why you don't want to be, like, an actor is your number one choice?
Why do you say I'm not a leading man?
You're not a, you know, you're not a Richard Gere or someone like that. I mean...
I'm the the cute best friend. That's what I
get. Yeah, that's it. Kind of witty best friend. If only you were witty, that would be the position.
So I think I just real quick, Animal. I think we're having a branding crisis. So is he a writer or an actor or both or 50% of each? What is he?
Go ahead, Kyle. You answer, Jeremy.
Here it is. The main goal is to be an actor. But like I said, like I'm not going to go. But I have so many other skills. Like I'm not going to go and on a recruiting show like this and tell everyone I'm an actor because you're not going to get me acting job. You know what I mean? So I want to try and use a different platform, my writing platform, and try and get some advice about that.
Well, sounds to me like you're trying to be a little bit of everything for everybody, and that's not going to necessarily work. You really should pick one message and deliver that message effectively.
Really? Does he have to, you know, make himself one-dimensional like that to be properly branded?
Well, I don't think, well, either that or decide, you know, which platform you're going to utilize to deliver which message. Because, for example, you know, I looked at his Twitter profile, and the first thing he says that he's an actor, but here he says he's not an actor.
Yeah, that's true. I have to agree with you about that. Yeah, you know what? He's got three different blogs, and on his LinkedIn profile, he links to blogs. He says, my blog, and that's one of them that he hasn't touched since May 2011. What's the point of that, Kyle? What were you thinking when you've got a more active blog?
When I got a more active blog?
Yeah. You've got a blog that's current, right? You've got a blog that's current, and you've got two blogs that are dead. They haven't been touched in a year, but you link to those on LinkedIn. What's the point? I didn't get it.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's stupid.
It's stupid. You're
stupid.
Right. It's stupid. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm trying to link to your LinkedIn profile from my site here, and it's not coming in. Does anybody else have a problem with that? Okay, here it is. Yeah, so you list yourself as ghostwriter. Jeremy, I think that's a terrible headline for the guy. What do you think? How about writer?
Yeah, I agree because, again, there's nothing you can get your arm around. You can't. It's too gray. A lot of gray matter there.
Okay, ghostwriting services, that's your own company. You're with it now, right? That's you. It's just you, isn't it?
That's
okay.
Right.
Editing, collaborating with authors, you don't give us any examples. In your resume, it actually says, ghostwriter wrote the thriller suspense novel tentatively titled The Desperate Run. Did you ghostwrite it for somebody or did you write it yourself?
I ghostwrote it for someone. I was hired to do it.
Okay, so what, did he dictate it to you?
What?
The person dictated it? How did you ghostwrite it?
He sent me an outline of this. He's a producer in Hollywood, and he's trying to, you know, foray into, like, the novel writing instead of screenwriting.
Yeah.
And he sent me this this outline of this novel he wants to write, and he, you know, of, you know, basic plot points and stuff like that, and he hired me to flesh it out and just make it into a novel.
Okay.
Sounds like a hobby.
Pardon me?
What?
Sounds like a hobby. I guess if I was to bring, you know, Kyle in and say, I would sit him down first and foremost and say, you know, what are you or what do you want to be and what have you done to get to that point? So, and logically, you know, how are you branding yourself? What are your presentation vehicles? What's the content? And how are you distributing this information to people that are going to decide your fate?
Well, if I came into a meeting with you, I would, you know, I would, again, say that I'm, you know, a writer, and I've, you know, written all the, you know, I've written for, I would bring in, you know, a portfolio of things I've written, you know, links to my blog.
Yeah, okay, you know what, let me interrupt for a second. People, I don't know, you can download his resume from recruitinganimalshow.com, but I've got it open here. He says, objective, to seek a professional opportunity in the media field, focusing on mass communications and writing. That's trash, okay? Say, I want to be a writer. We know we're talking about professional opportunities. We know it's the media if it's a writer. Well, you know, what do you have all that verbiage? What you're showing here is that you aren't a good writer. I think you need writing lessons. I'm going to be blunt with you. I warned you before you came on this show. Okay?
Hey,
that's not a good objective. I want to be a writer. Okay, or some kind of writer.
This is good feedback, though. So what do you think I should say instead?
I want to be some kind of writer. Like, what kind of writer it is, I'm not sure, right? But a writer in the entertainment industry, you know, writing movie scripts or or articles for magazines. I don't know what kind, but you got to say what kind. Then you've got passionate about mass media communications. Okay, respected leader intends on driving myself and my coworkers to success. Is that a joke? You're 24. You never did anything. What are you talking about there?
I mean, I've had supervisory experience.
Where?
I managed I co-managed a swimming company, a lifeguard company.
That was one of your summer jobs, right?
Yeah. But
okay, please. Okay, but here's the thing. Here, listen, everybody, listen to this. He's got a visionary and creative mind with years of excellent customer service and journalism experience. Any person who puts visionary down is an idiot, first of all, okay? There's no visionaries. You're not Moses, okay? Visionary. I read your blogs, all three of them. There's nothing visionary there. You talk about Buffy the Vampire Killer or whatever. You like the show and you're in love with what's her name, Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's not visionary. That's everybody. Okay? And then you've got. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Okay. Well, there are a few things. First of all, did you read? That was actually a pretty good post if you read down into the last paragraph. But so listen,
you mean I wouldn't have? What were you telling me there? That I wouldn't have known it was good right from the start? I read everything, by the way. I read too much. Let's go on a little more. Skills, Jeremy. Read the skills with me, okay? Excellent writing ability. You don't need to put. Does he need to put that in?
Not necessarily. I mean, communication skills, and then maybe define what platforms of communications.
Okay, conversational blogs, Spanish.
So you're saying it's redundant, basically.
Well, you don't have any examples about your work. Well, you do on the. I don't know why you didn't put this stuff about the Desperate Run, the novel that you actually wrote, onto LinkedIn. And I'll tell you something on your blog. How come there's no big link to LinkedIn, to your LinkedIn profile? There's nothing there. And then you've got your Twitter feed in the side column. You know what? A Twitter feed crammed into a one-inch column looks like garbage. Why not just put a nice Twitter icon there that links to your page? People can see it as it's supposed to be seen.
All right, good idea. So listen. So in college, I was part of this program that was grooming students to, be professional in the, after you graduated. And, all these, great, adjectives like visionary and all this stuff, they threw them at us to say, this spices up your resume. So now, for hearing that, you, a professional recruiter, is telling me that's wrong, what would you suggest I do instead of just...
Hold on,
like,
there's a ton of people on the show today. Is anybody else who hasn't said anything want to comment? Should he call himself a visionary?
No. Chris Fleek here.
Chris,
okay, well,
go ahead.
Not necessarily
Chris first.
Visionary, but...
Chris Fleek, then we'll bring in the others. Chris Fleek.
I used to work in a career center at a college for 1 year before I had to quit because I couldn't take it anymore. The advice they give you is crap. And
they're
visionary
horrible.
Is not a word that a 24-year-old should use on a resume unless they are pointing to specific examples of things they have done that are visionary.
Maybe Steve Jobs could have put it on his resume, okay?
Exactly.
Yep.
Anybody else want to comment, not after Chris? Somebody was saying something. Was that Janice? Are you here?
Nah, she's not here.
Okay,
she's
who's here? I heard a woman was saying something. Anybody else? Should these things that I've said, should he have them on his resume? Does anybody disagree with me? Come on. I'm begging you to come forward. Everybody says I never give anyone a chance to talk.
I had to take another call, so I didn't hear it. I have to confess. I'm back on.
Hey, Kyle, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you point to any quantitative results of any of your writing? Can you point to where you perhaps increased readership for any of the publications maybe that you've guested for? Can you provide any sort of numbers, for example, guest of a guest? The size of the events that you were at or maybe how much, was there any residual that came out of your appearance there? Is there any quantitative anything you can provide?
I don't know the exact number, but when a few of the editorial articles that I wrote there were basically what it is. So it's in a blog format. It's like a WordPress format. So your story can get picked up by other like other blogs and other media outlets, and then that tells you how many page views your article has. So,
and has it?
I mean, I'm sorry.
And has it? Has your stuff been picked up by anybody else?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you saying that? As opposed to me having to ask you about it, you need to demonstrate that to a reader, okay, to somebody, because this is essentially your first interview. And if you're not able to provide this stuff on your standing interview, which is your LinkedIn profile, your resume, then when are you going to get it out?
Okay.
Does that make sense? So you have
got to
provide quantitative results of your activities. If you don't provide that, then it never happens.
Okay, here's something else. His blog, his up-to-date blog, not the two of them that are, you know, he links to that are dead, but this one's called Hamptons to Hollywood. Is that a good title for him? I mean, I don't know. Is it? Is that a good title for him?
Oh, it's cheesy. Cheesy, cheesy.
Cheesy.
Cheesy,
cheesy?
What
does
that
mean? Well, it just means it's corny. It's
What's
kind
the
of,
intention?
It doesn't get attention.
He went from the Hamptons to Hollywood. It doesn't bug me. I mean, I'm just wondering if he should have something more relevant.
I lived in that area, and I just think people who say that are just don't know what it's like there.
They're like tourists, in other words. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your opinion. Fine. We got a California person here. Okay. what else? You're begging for money on your blog. Why? It makes you look desperate, and then you suggest a $5 donation. Get rid of that. I mean, you're advertising how great you are.
Yeah.
You're not begging.
That link is dead. It doesn't work. I know. I should
okay, but
off.
You still got it there? Come on.
Yeah.
You say, you say on the right at the top of your resume, established web presence. Yeah, you've got two dead blogs and one with a lot of garbage in the column. That's, come on.
Well, hold on. These blogs, they're going, I mean, they're dated 2011.
Yeah, I already said that, Jeremy. Come on, thanks. I know you got a kid there, but pay attention to me if you're going to be on the show. Here's what he says about himself on his blog profile. I'm creative, funny, charming, and imaginative. I'm a writer by day, dreamer by night, an actor somewhere in between. Let's get this show on the road. He doesn't say he's a writer. Looks
writer
like
by
you're
day.
Looking for a date with a 15-year-old. You know what? Okay. Let me see. What else can we say here? Is Shally here yet?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, do you have anything to say to this guy? This is Shally talking. He's famous, okay? He's a very good presenter. Do you have anything to say to this young guy? I mean, like, we're busting him up here, but we want to help him. We want him to succeed. I want him to come back to the show and say, see, I am a romantic leading man. You were wrong, recruiting animal, with your still phony name 10 years later. Come on. Shally, what can you say to this guy?
My only piece of advice is if you're going to be writing all that stuff about yourself, you need to keep your content fresh. That's really all I'm going to contribute.
Well, what about sourcing? Can he use sourcing in any way to help him?
To help
He's
him find a
for
job?
Writing jobs, yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely use that by identifying the people that you want to work for. Find people
How can
that you
do that? He wants to work for people who need ghostwriters or writers. Want to hire writers.
Well, there's a lot of companies out
there. He's a
nice
guy. You know what? Just reading his blog, you can see he's a nice guy. That's, I'd say, his primary virtue at this point.
Well, and we don't know how good a writer he is, but, yeah, that would definitely put together a portfolio of writing projects and identify the company.
What portfolio? Online or, like, just you give someone a file folder? What do you mean by that?
A portfolio? You can do it a couple of different ways. You can have a PDF document that gets emailed. Or you could actually have there's a lot of online portfolio
Visual CV used to be very good. That's gone down the tubes, right?
That's not really a portfolio.
Yeah, they had room for your portfolio
yeah,
there. What
I guess
would you
so.
Suggest? What sites would you suggest to have a host a portfolio?
I don't know, Carbon Made maybe or something like that.
Carbon what?
Carbon Made.
Anybody else know that one? Carbon Made?
Yeah. There's so many of them, you know. Viewbook,
no, I never
Viewbook,
heard of
Carbon Made. There's tons.
Okay, Jeremy, do you have any?
No, I'm not familiar with those.
Okay, Kyle, did you bring any jokes? I mean, you're supposed to be a funny guy. Did you bring jokes? I read
no
one
pressure.
And I can't remember it. I was going to use it on the show, but the punchline is the rabbi says to the guy, "I spoke to your wife yesterday. You should kill yourself." Yeah, okay. It wasn't funny without the rest. But it was. I laughed. Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I think you should do. You should find people out in Hollywood there who never get interviewed. And you should interview them and write about them on your blog. You'd be talking to people in the industry. You'd have a reason to network with them.
Yeah.
You'd learn something from them.
Yeah.
And you'd demonstrate your skills.
Yeah.
Who said yeah?
Me.
Are you doing that?
I well, this is good advice.
I can get names of people that need to be interviewed who've been kind of dark in the world there, haven't been out in the light.
Kathy Manis, you can send those to him via Twitter or what?
Or his email, or have him, either. I'd rather do it private message or something.
Okay, Kyle, what's your email address? Can you give it to us?
Yeah, it's KY, and then my last name, Langan, LANGAN, at yahoo.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what I want to know. Does he know any famous people?
He met Alec Baldwin.
Oh, okay. I miss him.
I do know a few celebrities.
Well, tell us.
Tell us about him. What was he like?
Mike White. He wrote The Good Girl, and he does that show, the new show with Laura Dern. He's a screenwriter. He's a big screenwriter. I know Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn.
What? That's Maureen's interest. That's not mine. Talk to her after the show. There's a guy, a comedian.
Wait a minute. You're,
no, wait a sec. I got to
finish
off. I got Sally Wade in here.
Let him finish.
No. There's a guy, I don't usually swear on the show, but the name of this guy's podcast is called What the Fuck, and he interviews comedians. That's where I got the idea for our boy here to go out and interview, you know, writers or ghost writers or people who just don't get their names put on stuff or in big magazines. They'll be on your blog, and you'll be somebody. I mean, you're a guy, you've had experience going to parties and meeting strangers. You don't mind meeting strangers at parties, right?
No, I love it.
Well, then, that's your big skill. I'd say from everything I've heard, that's your skill, you know, schmoozing, like you said. And that's what you can do. You know how to write a blog. Obviously, you're not great at designing a blog, but you know how to write, and people like to get their names up there. I'll bet you could find old guys or young guys, up-and-comers, and you could write about them. You know, like your own little Perez Hilton for nobodies. Really.
Right.
What do you think?
I like it.
Perhaps you can go into sales and marketing. Go into sales
Is this
and marketing.
The comedian animal?
Yeah, he said he was a comedian, but he's just a comic writer now. He's changed. He's like a salamander
chameleon.
That's
funny.
What I'm looking for. You know what he said on his blog? He says, they say everyone has a destiny that works itself out in the end. What the hell is the end? When I'm 60, I don't want to wait until the next time I'm in diapers to enjoy my success. Do you think people 60 years old are wearing diapers, Kyle? They're not, okay?
Are you
Kyle, you need to step up to the plate
like
a little
that?
Bit.
Okay,
what?
The real world, casting directors, post-grads, survival guy. I guess that, Kyle, do you want to say anything else? I suggest you stay on and listen to Shally. That guy's a presenter. That guy, I hope he doesn't let me down. I don't know what he's going to do. But he knows how to make a presentation. He knows how to talk. And he's a skilled expert, okay?
And he's funny.
Yeah.
So I do have a question. So I'm like, one of my main things is like, how do I get a recruiter to like, what do they look
no
for?
No recruiter
think...
is going to be interested in you. You're too junior. We place people with experience. Because nobody wants you. You have to find things on your own.
You got to make your own job, Kyle.
I got to make my own job.
Mm-hmm.
But they have those. I don't know where the cattle calls, right, for actors, but. I don't know what they do for these junior writers. You just got to hustle and knock on doors. And that I don't know what Jeremy said a few minutes ago about sales, but this guy's biggest asset, he's kind of like a salesman. He's not afraid to talk to strangers. That's an incredible asset. You don't know how fantastic that is. You just have to use it. Anybody agree with me?
Absolutely. And Kyle, by the way, recruiters are only going to be a small percentage of your distribution methodology. I mean, to get you on the radar, you've got to Anima may be right. A recruiter may not even be interested in looking at you, so you probably should look at a whole lot of other avenues to get you on the
radar.
Needs
an agent.
Again, if he's going to stay with acting, writing, that kind of thing, sure. But you're a sales and marketing guy, dude. I don't know if you know it or not, but that's what you are. Go sell something. and do it well. You absolutely can. There's no reason you can't represent a product. There's no reason you can't help with product management, introduction, that kind of thing, writing up the content of different products as they're launched. There's nothing wrong with that. Go showcase that.
Kyle, what do you think about sales?
I mean, I'm open to it. I mean, I definitely, you know, I think...
Have you ever done any sales?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, I'm a waiter. I've sold food.
You're a waiter?
Okay, last
That's selling. Are you a waiter?
Last thing for him, I think Jeremy said something great. I think, and I don't know how this guy's going to use it, but, you know, your day job could be a sales job, especially if you're on the road. That gives you a lot of flexibility in your schedule if you have to make other stops. I want to tell you something. This guy had a blog posting, and he talks about flushing his cell phone down the toilet. It just wasn't that funny, but I actually went to see Neil Young once, and he had an opening act called the McKenzie Brothers, and the main story they told was about he went to his girlfriend's place for dinner, and when he flushed the toilet, it wouldn't flush, right? And so I didn't think I'd be laughing at that, but it was absolutely hilarious. They were funny. And yours wasn't that funny. I just want to tell you.
I have a question, though. So I know it wasn't that funny. I agree. But so do you think that using profanity in my blog would help or hinder me?
Depends if you do it well. I mean,
What's
I'm going to say
story?
For you, it would hinder you.
What's the
Go
story?
Go ahead, anybody
Why
else?
Why are you using it?
For comic purposes. Like, I'm not trying to use, you know, like, drop, like, the F-bomb, like, you know, constantly. But, like... In a good, like, comedic line or, you know.
Yeah, if it's appropriate to the context, it's part of the story, yes. If it's just gratuitous, no. It's not.
But so you don't think that would hinder my chances of getting
no,
a job?
No, whatever, if that was Shally or whoever said it, I agree with them. Anything else, Kyle, before we move on? You're welcome to stay and interject and criticize Shally and me now after we could go in. Does anyone want to take over the after show by any chance, or no after show today? Tell me, anybody who wants to do it?
Bob Collins.
Okay, no after show then. Okay, Kyle, anything else?
No, thank you. This was fun. You opened my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, liven it up. Some peppy, okay? I mean, I don't know if I want to talk to you at a party when you're going to whine like that.
Hey,
well,
Kyle.
I'm
Kyle, I got this is Shally.
Thank
I got, I got a proposal for you. Why don't you send me some information? I might take you up on your ghostwriting.
Who's that?
Okay.
Shally.
Shally. At Shally. At Shally. Nice guy. Okay? Regularly.
Thanks,
Shally. He's an alumnus of the Animal Show. Okay. So just
Survivor.
Sit on the couch now. You can hang up if you want. I advise you just to sit on the couch and listen. Now, Shally, have you got a new job? Have you surprised me again?
No.
This is
Shally,
by the way.
I got a couple of
congratulations
on your new job.
Kyle Lang in HamptonsToHollywood.com. That's
yep.
his blog. He doesn't have a good ways to contact him there but himself, but that's where you'll find him, okay?
I got his Twitter. I'm good to go. And
okay.
I'm sure he can find me.
Now, Shally, at Shally. Everybody
yes.
here knows him. You're with Randstad now, right?
No. They're a client. So I've got a couple of different organizations that I'm working with as a consultant, splitting my time up. I'm not full-time or staff with any of them. So
you know what? It's not clear. Let me criticize you, Shally. That's
yep.
not clear on your LinkedIn profile. It doesn't say you're a client.
You know, last time you criticized me about my profile, which I really appreciate, by the way, because it was some good advice, you said you were going to write something and you never sent it.
Okay, now I'll do it. Now you cook up. You waited 3 months. You could have sent me a post.
Clean it
know?
Up for
shame
me.
Him.
Send it to
shame
me
him.
If you really
yeah.
really should.
Okay. So you're dedicated, this is what you say, dedicated to embedding key talent sourcing initiatives into recruitment efforts. Look, Kyle, don't write like that on yours, okay?
Hey, Animal, let me cut you off, bro. This is a rerun. You already went through this.
Okay. No, but here's something else from your blog. You pointed to a posting. It says, is a game over for Branch Out? The moment of truth has arrived as Ponzi scheme Branch Out completely collapsed. Is that true?
Is it true that they've completely collapsed?
What's happening with them? I mean, are they headed downward? Here's what this guy asked about using, you know, rough words. It said the only thing that's going to keep them from collapsing completely is the shitload of money that they sweet-talked out of VC coffers. It made me laugh, so
yep.
I would say that's okay. But why are they failing? Do you know anything about them? Because I got to that article from you.
Well, actually, all I know is the conversations I've had via email with the individual that I asked to guest post. But we did have some, you know, offline conversations about it. His point is basically that the data is inflated, but you can say the same thing about all of the metrics and, you know, usage statistics for a lot of websites. I think what he does is he goes a little bit further and actually gives an accounting as to how precisely they've manipulated the data or taken advantage of the data. And I can't prove or disprove that, but I can tell you that the comments that were made by people at BranchOut, there was an Allison Hillman, community manager. She came in and said, hey, this is great observations, but there's nothing to worry about. And then she never followed up with the questions that were asked. So it's kind of like they're doing this as a PR thing, and nobody really seems to – nobody at BranchOut seems to have come in support of their statistics. They just kind of said, oh, yeah, we're fixing it, but, you know, never really responded to it.
And
so
BranchOut is like LinkedIn for Facebook, right?
It's a sort of, yeah, I think that's what they want to be. I think it's probably more than that. It's an integration between the social side of Facebook and the professional side of LinkedIn, but it's supposed to be more than that. It's supposed to be, ideally, I'd like to be able to go on my Facebook and find out who of my friends works at a company I want to get a job at. So it's more than just, you're right. I think that's a pretty good definition. I'm sure they
what
probably
were you eating
say
before
different.
You came on the show? You sound like 10 miles of unpaved road, I got to tell you. What's with your voice today?
What's with my voice? It's been a couple of rough weeks. I've been doing
a
lot of travel.
Now,
I was in Delaware, Connecticut, New York. It's been
Google is offering courses in power searching, and they're going to have experts, the top minds involved in this. Did they talk to you about it?
Oh, of course not. I'm not one of the top minds. Are you kidding?
I thought you were. Okay. So do you know anything about these courses in power searching that Google
no,
is
but
offering?
No, I'm sure that there's some copywritten material in there.
Of yours?
I don't know. I'm making no claims whatsoever.
Okay. So you're not advising. You can't. You don't want to comment on it or tell people it's great and go.
I don't know anything about it.
Really? Okay. You're out of the loop. Yep. Okay.
I wasn't invited to that party, animal.
Yeah, I guess not. Okay, so, Shally, you know, I've got the questions here, but did you bring us, like, war stories or something that you want to share?
Well, I got three things and an update.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first thing is, I don't know if anybody's seen this, but it's called Little Sis, like as in little sister.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, littlesis.org.
Uh-huh.
And it's a database of kind of like Who Knows Who. It's like a Who's Who database. What's really interesting is it lists all of the relationships or connections between people who sit on the major boards, like, you know, Goldman Sachs and Harvard University kind of connections, right? So lots of good data here for people that are in the executive search, board of directors, you know, a C-level type of search. Not really the kind of candidate data that you would, you know, for like technical roles and individual contributor roles. But it's really neat. I've been playing around with it lately. Just thought I would, you know, let you guys know about it. It's cool and it's interesting. So check it out, littlesis.org.
Okay.
The other thing I got for you, actually, two more things. One is I've been playing around with DuckDuckGo a lot lately, which is
a search engine.
Search engine, yep. It's really just duck, duck, go.
Duck, duck, quack, duck, duck,
duck.com. Yep, quackquackgo.com, exactly. It's basically a search engine, but it has some advantages over the traditional search engines. One of them that's really interesting for me, and I think for a lot of sourcers and researchers out there, is that they ignore what's called the bubble or your history of search. What's good about that is if you go to Google or even Bing, they're trying to learn what you search for so they can find you more accurate results. But the problem with that as a sourcer is that I might be searching for financial analysts today, and tomorrow I'm searching for software developers. So as Google learns from me what I like to click on, it's actually learning the wrong thing. It's learning that I like financial analysts. When I switch my searches to go to, say, software developers, it's still trying to think in financial analyst types of terms.
Yeah.
So it's kind of customized, which would be good for the regular user that wants to, you know, have a more intelligent set of results. But for someone who's searching a very diverse, you know, subsector of industries, I would say you don't want to have that tracking turned on. So
mm-hmm.
DuckDuckGo removes that, which means that you can kind of search from scratch every time. So that's right then and there one big thing that I like a lot about it. It also supports all of the major commands like in title and in body and all that stuff. So if you're used to using Google and Bing, it's not a tough transition at all. You don't have to translate your search strings. But the other thing that I like about it is what they call bangs, as in like, you know, the noise that you would make faking a gunshot, you know, bang. And it's basically an exclamation mark. There's dozens, I'd say probably hundreds of these. If you go to duckduckgo.com/bang.html, you can see the full list. But what I like about it is you can use, these are like shortcuts. While you're doing a search, you can say bang 123p and get 123 people or the people directory white pages results. You can say bang high five and get results from the high five network. You can say bang LI for LinkedIn or TW for tweets or bang XING for crossing, etc. So you can search a variety of databases by just remembering sort of those shortcuts and not having to, you know, use the cite command and learn all the other syntax. So it's like a faster, more flexible way of using shortcuts, or similar to what you might want to check out also, which is Bleco slash tags. So something sort of similar like Bleco slash tags. However, it's all
ad hoc. You know, Bleco, there's some people who don't know. BLEKKO.com is another search engine that it sorts your information with a slash. You put a slash tag at the end of the search and then some kind of modifier that classifies
or narrows
your search.
Yeah, and the slash tags that are really useful are like, for example, slash people, which finds nothing but profiles. So if you're a recruiter trying to find software developers, you put in Java C++ /people, and it'll bring back just profiles, not, you know, marketing content or job postings.
Uh-huh.
You can also do a search for slash images or slash video, or you can use modifiers like find information that was posted on a particular date, like a month or a day or a year. That's very useful for like find only fresh content, you know, recent posts and things like that. There's a whole bunch of tags. My favorites are slash people, slash edu, slash gov, which will find only academic or government sites, slash blog, which searches all the blogs like TypePad, WordPress, Tumblr, et cetera, and slash forum, which finds all the online discussions. Those are really, really cool.
So give us an example of a search you do for forums.
So slash forum would be basically, let's say you're trying to find people having a conversation about some obscure technology. Like, I can't think of anything right now, but let's just say, to keep it really simple, let's say Drupal and Ruby and, I don't know, PHP, right? You would do Drupal, Ruby, PHP, /forum. Which is the slash tag for forum, and it'll find conversations taking place on Ruby discussion groups, Ruby websites, and places where people talk about this. You can actually be a little bit more creative and do slash forum and then also add some additional keywords, or you can add a job title or something like that, because there's going to get a lot of results. So if I added, say, software engineer in quotes, I might get signature files with people's names on them, and these are people that are posting to a discussion group. Sort of
where
like
would that the quotation marks
chat.
Come? After forum or before it? Before
it doesn't
slash.
Really matter. The slash tag can be at the beginning or the end. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sally,
anybody
when you put Drupal, Ruby, and PHP, did you put any punctuations in between
nope.
that? Spaces
nope.
or
space.
Okay.
Yep. So with Bleco and with DuckDuckGo, you can use those shortcuts that are, you know, the slash for Bleco and the exclamation mark for DuckDuckGo. On DuckDuckGo, the other thing that I really like is you can search your own Facebook, your own Twitter, your own networks. So you could do like bang Facebook or exclamation mark Facebook, and it'll search your Facebook if you're logged in. Obviously, if you're not logged in, it'll have a login pop up, and you'll log into your own account and search your internal Facebook. Also, Jigsaw is integrated with DuckDuckGo. So if you do exclamation mark Jigsaw, that works. It's pretty cool. So you can find like a company, you know, say, for example, you're trying to find people at maybe for Kyle, he's trying to find people that are influencers at a particular Hollywood studio or whatever. He can put in, you know, Jigsaw and then, I don't know, MGM or whatever. I'm totally looking that up. And it'll bring back the jigsawdata.com results for MGM.
But you could just put site colon jigsaw.com, get the same results, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't call that a revelation. It's cute.
No,
but
I didn't say it was. I said it was shortcuts and easier.
Okay.
It's easier to use than site colon and a little bit more intuitive, especially if you can print out a nice little vertical list and stick it to the side of your monitor with all the, you know, slash tags or bangs that you like. It wouldn't take very much space, and you can easily refer to them from anywhere. The problem with site colon is that you may or may not get the, you know, you might use a semicolon, you might put a space in there, little things like that. So, yeah, it's really similar. With Bleco, the slash tags, though, do things that are way beyond site colon. So slash people on Bleco is searching not one website, but a collection of, I think it's 40 different websites that all have people-based information. So it's like searching all of these white pages types. It searches Wink and Jigsaw and ZoomInfo, but it also searches all these other places. I can actually tell you exactly what it's doing right now because they change it all the time.
Let me ask you something.
People.
Have you recruited anybody on Google Plus yet?
Nope.
Have you found any candidates that you know you didn't place on Google Plus?
Have I found candidates that I didn't place?
Yeah,
how
I
mean, does that mean?
Yeah, well, maybe you might have thought that I was saying, have you placed anybody that you found on Google Plus? I'm just broadening it. Have you used any Google Plus for recruiting yet?
Nope.
Kathy, have you?
Nope.
Anybody
I was playing
here?
With it this morning.
You used it this morning. Okay.
I was playing with it, yeah, for that.
I find
okay.
the overlap to be a little bit, you know, just it's too much right now. So in other words, there's the people I'm going to find there, I'm probably going to find either on Facebook or on Twitter or on LinkedIn anyway.
Uh-huh.
So until it's, you know, until I'm finding unique results that I can't find anywhere else, it's not really my number one place to go looking right now. So that's why I'm not using it very much.
Uh-huh. Anything else, Shally, that you want to tell us?
So I told you about Blacko and I told you about DuckDuckGo. I think I told you about Spurs last time, another search engine.
I used it after you said SPERSE.com, another search engine.
It also has forums
and blog searches.
You know,
I was looking for tweets on it, and I didn't find it was returning anything that great.
Try the PDF search, which is a bit more unique. You just click on PDF up on the top and more, or you just go to Spurs.com. Well, just click on the PDF drop-down. It'll be easier. That's a little bit more specific, and it shows you more of the power of what Spurs does. But, yes, it's a search engine. So, you know, you're always going to run into the same – you know, search engines don't have all of the data in the world. Here's a totally different twist, though. Some people might have heard of called Million Short, like a million bucks, but short, million, short.com. What they do is they take away – or remove or subtract the top 1 million most popular websites. So when you do a search, you're searching the less popular content.
Hey, that's pretty interesting.
Kind of the opposite of Google, which is going to give you the more popular content. It'll give you the less popular content. And, of course, you can imagine a lot of the people that we're trying to find exist in websites that don't get a lot of traffic because they're specialists and are using websites or talking on communities that are not widely popular simply because there's not that many people that do that particular job.
Anybody want to ask about that? Nope. I find that interesting. Have you used it successfully?
Yeah. What I like about it is that it just kind of drills deeper. You know, normally in Google, I have to take a few extra steps to add some keywords to narrow down my search results. This is already kind of doing that. What I don't like is that I'm not really sure what I'm missing out on. Like, for example, obviously LinkedIn would be a very popular website, and I'm sure that's one of the websites that the people at Million Short have listed as their, you know, top 1,000. But you can also say only take out the top 100 or the top 10,000. You can specify that. So, you know, I'm probably missing out on some big, obvious ones. However, really cool for those sort of really niche kind of, you know, needle in a stack of needles kind of search, especially when you use natural language patterns like contact me or about me or my blog or things like that.
Mm-hmm. I know that resume strategy, when we're searching for something, the same thing, she often beats me to the good material because she starts way in on
deeper.
Google. She doesn't take, you know, the first or second or third page.
That's
kind of
what Million Short does. It's just eliminating the first 10 pages of results and taking you to the other stuff.
Okay.
Kind of like that, yeah. You probably are going to miss some of the bigger sites, but that's okay, especially if you're already doing the search on Google. This is kind of the other half of that. So, she's doing that by clicking forward on the results or manipulating the num range on the URL syntax. But you can still do that, you know, either way. It's not, again, none of these are major revelations, Animal. I wish that I had one of those a week for you.
I didn't know about Million Short, so... For me,
so
that's
a
revelation.
Cool,
do you have anything you'd like to plug before the show is over?
Yes. We are opening up sales of our online learning management system, so you can now take a class on sourcing online from me, and we're selling the membership for $7.99.
I would have let you say that first. I would have said $7.99 or $799?
$799 a year for all the modules, all you can eat, all you can take.
Okay, and where do they go to find that stuff?
TheSourcingInstitute.com.
I noticed that you posted Maureen stuff on the Sourcing Institute.
Maureen is a very good contributor to our community blog. If anybody here would like to contribute to the blog, you're more than welcome to. It's an open blog, so all you have to do is create an account and I'll add your content. So we've got Maureen and Dean, who are both regularly contributing. Also, you saw Mark Dries from the Netherlands, who's posted a couple of things as well. So, you know, we're just giving people an alternative to ERE since they shut down their blog. You can't blog on ERE anymore. Anybody that wants to have a platform where you can blog once in a while and not worry about blogging every day, I'm more than happy to take over for you and give you a place to hang your shingle so you can blog on my site. And who knows, I might even throw some business your way.
Okay, sourcinginstitute.com. And where do they go to find out about the learning modules? Where is it on?
thesourcinginstitute.com. Just click on courses and then go to the member.
Okay.
The member level is the one that's ready to go. So if you just go to membership or courses, I'd say just go to membership and then look at that member level. That one is ready to go. Buy it now. If you have more than a couple of seats you want to buy, let me know and I'll give you a good discount for multiple seats.
Okay, next time you come on, do your plugs right at the start. I don't mind. Okay? Just so
thanks,
you know.
Man.
Just so you know. Okay.
You're awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anybody else want to say anything?